morning and welcome to day four of our study of Evil Grows in the Dark. We're going to look at choosing light over darkness. We're going to be diving into John 1:5 and finishing out the betrayal story of Judas found in John 13:30. And so in John 13:30, it closes out this story, Judas's betrayal. And there's this haunting phrase, a very short phrase, a phrase that you can read through and kind of miss its deeper meaning. And all it says is this, John 13:30, it says, "And it was night." Now, this is not just a description of the time of day, but a powerful metaphor for the spiritual darkness that had overtaken Judas. You know, all throughout John's gospel, light and darkness are used to symbolize good and evil, truth and deception. And so in this moment, Judas steps fully into the darkness, right? Leaving the presence of the light of the world, of Jesus, to step out into the darkness to carry out his betrayal, this act of evil, again, that had been growing in his heart as Satan entered into him that we looked at yesterday. And so now in John 1:5, it reminds us that the light shines in the darkness, and what? And that the darkness has not overcome it. And so Jesus is the light that exposes and dispels the darkness. But Judas chose to step away from that light. And in this moment, you see this whole exchange. Satan enters in, and then Judas steps out into the darkness. You see, his decision to betray Jesus was made in the shadows of greed and secrecy. But once fully in the darkness, he can no longer see the light of Christ. He stepped away from it, moved towards darkness, moved towards evil. And I reflected on how we too have moments where we choose between light and darkness. Sin in our lives, it thrives in darkness, it thrives in secrecy, it thrives in this places that we try to hide it, right? And the enemy lies to us, telling us that it's going to be good if we keep it secret, if we keep it hidden, if we keep it isolated. But if we want to be free from it, we've got to bring it into the light. And so choosing the light, choosing to speak it out, choosing to confess it means choosing repentance. And we're going to turn from it. Choosing to speak the truth about our issues and our problems, right? We're gonna confess that truth to God, and then we're gonna speak that truth about what we're dealing with to others. And all of that, repentance and truth, are going to require that we have vulnerability, that there is honesty in our lives. And the longer we stay away from repentance and truth and vulnerability, the more that sin will grow in the darkness. And so what we need to do is we need to expose it to the light. Now, as you take a look at John 13:30, you know, what does this look like? And it was night. How do you interpret the significance? If you read through John 1, if you read through the rest of the gospel and you see that continuous battle between light and dark, how does this play out for you in your life? You know, in what ways have you been tempted to keep certain areas of your life in the dark, hidden from the light of the world, hidden from Jesus, hidden from God, and even hidden, like Judas, to those closest to you? How can you today invite the light of Christ into those dark areas for healing and transformation? Here's what I want to encourage you to do today. Take time, like we've been talking about this whole time, and this is why it's been repeated, because it's so important and it's so hard for us. Take time to bring any hidden sin or struggle into the light. You want to be free from it? You want to begin to live in the light and not live in the darkness? You want to be controlled by Jesus, his word and his truth, and not the lies and deception of that sin and that temptation? You got to bring it into the light. What this means is that we have to confess our inner shame, our inner struggles, our sin problems. We've got to confess those things to God, right? And we do that to prayer. We do that on the daily. We take our sins to him. But this also means we got to speak it out. We got to let it leave our heart and mind and enter into the light of God's atmosphere, into the light of God's truth, and the light of God's people. And so that means we share it with a trusted friend or a mentor, remembering that the light of Jesus brings healing. The light of Jesus brings redemption. If we want to experience redemption, if we want to break free from the bondage of that sin, then we must be willing to step out of the darkness and into the light. Will you join me in a moment of prayer? prayer. Jesus, today we recognize that you are the light of the world, that God, we need your Son to shine his light in the darkest places of our heart and mind. God, I ask that you would shine your light into the dark areas of my life, into our lives, exposing the sin and the brokenness that we have kept hidden from you and from those we love. God, help us to step out of the darkness and into the freedom of the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who brings healing, who brings hope, who brings redemption. God, thank you for your love and for your grace and for your forgiveness, which brings healing and transformation in our lives. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Well, tomorrow we wrap it up with day 5 as we talk about the power of repentance to bring us from darkness to light. I'll see you tomorrow.